This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right. Me, John, Hurt, CVS, late night, munchie run, grabbing Stouffer's French bread pizza, Lean Cuisine ravioli, Friday's wings. Go to the self checkout. Scanning.
Yeah.
John says, check it, check it, check it, check it.
Yeah.
Expose his hiney. Put his hiney on the thing. So scanner. It's like, how much is my butt?
Mm-hmm.
The machine says, finally. In like a normal voice, it just goes, finally. Starts scanning slowly.
Mm.
John Hurt tries to get off, can't get off. Finally, it expels him into a shelf.
Spits him out.
Yeah. Yep. Lasers start emerging up out of the surface, composing himself into human shape. And it looks, it's a nude John Hurt. Looks exactly like John Hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And John Hurt is like, okay, let me see where this is going. Maybe I can use this guy to play tricks on Ian Holm. But it just walks out into the street and it got hit by a car.
Did it have blood inside?
That's a great question. When it got hit, I think it was like the lasers were like trying to simulate blood.
Uh-huh. But it was in like confetti streams?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Does that check out for something with you?
Yeah. I mean, that's my machine.
Oh, so, okay. Is that disappointing to you?
The self-checkout is...
Yes.
The idea that it was not able to realistically simulate blood in a way that tricked you, I mean, that you didn't immediately answer like, yeah, he was full of blood because a big part of... So, okay, so for me, I've been trying to break into the self-checkout world for quite some time.
Yeah.
And of course, people scan items on there, food, whatever, but... I'm sort of coupling it with 3D printing. If you don't know what 3D printing is, there's this new show called Grandfather coming out on Fox. Stars John Stamos and Josh Peck. Josh Peck is his son he didn't know he had, who also has another son he didn't know he had, making John Stamos a grandfather. And that boy who is his son is actually a 3D printing guy, mm-hmm. designer. So I became aware of it through that show, and I decided, let me get into this somehow. I start tinkering around with just some springs and wires, and lo and behold, I make one of the best 3D printers you've ever seen, and it looked like a self-checkout. And it suck in and scan people or thing and make it come back out. But what I can't seem to do is make the insides of mm-hmm. the thing. And my ultimate goal is to make an island of people.
Like an amusement park.
Yeah. People that look like you, so everyone can go to sort of me land. And then you, mm-hmm. so you go, you pay me, I put your butt on the printer, scan you.
Does it say finally every time?
Oh, that's me.
Okay.
Because so many people are scanning Lean Cuisines, all this other stuff. And I'm going like, what I really want to test out is like, can I make a a human, I don't want to put my own butt on it. Number one, because I got to work the controls, and number two, because I don't know if it kills you or something. So this was a real relief for me that he went to do what he thought was a prank on, I guess, the store.
The initially, yes.
Joke's on him because I got what I wanted. The other thing I can't do is make the whatever gets created, the humans, I can't make them not want to kill themselves. They desire to be destroyed immediately. Mm-hmm. Some of them set themselves on fire. Some run into traffic, as you described.
So that was intentional. Okay, I couldn't
some
tell.
Some drown themselves. It's gruesome.
It was so dispassionate and like emotionless. I didn't know if that was on purpose or if it just didn't know.
I also
that
can't make them care about living or the... Or the fact that they're killing themselves. I can't make them want life.
Yeah, right.
Which it would be, that would be one thing, at least if they screamed right before they got hit. Could be interesting. One of them
you've tried to make them do that.
Samurai sword and start chopping himself up and just looking at me in the eye, just cold and composed the entire time. And
who was that of?
Louis Farrakhan. So it was distressing because he's a friend. So it, like anyway, I'm happy about some pieces of the story, but to answer your question, yes, I am disappointed that it didn't at least look like real blood.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Showbiz.
Savoring every word.
Sometimes eating you need it. To make a meal eating out of it. A catchphrase you've heard so many times, maybe you're blowing by it, but it's like a prayer almost, and it's don't let it be just rote. And
people say, when are you guys going to do a quiz? You do a podcast, you sometimes do TV, movies. When are you guys going to get it together to, because I want to take a quiz of you, about you.
And they want to feel more associated with the show, and I think I see a lot of people, whenever I'm online on every site, saying, I'm a Sean, or, oh, I'm a Hayes, or on their Instagram post, it'll be, oh, you're such a Hayes, or like, what a total Sean.
But how do you know?
How do you know which one you is? So finally, we are going to do the definitive quiz, Hollywood Handbook. Which host are you, Sean or Hayes? They're both good, but they're both different, aren't they, Hayes?
Yes, and it depends on what questions you ask, and you take it on. But it's like BuzzFeed.
Well, yes,
it's a Buzz. It's if you BuzzFeef, because a lot of people mistype it.
Yeah,
and then they've just been going to nothing. But now you can actually go to a site where you can take a quiz.
Yeah.
And it is our quiz.
And this is the one quiz to start with. Mm-hmm. And if it works out, we're going to have more quizzes.
And it shares automatic. You know, some of these you have to like decide whether or not you want to share it. But this one is automatic share to your various platforms, and it emails your crush.
Yes, because a lot of people, I think, forget to click share at the end of a quiz, which is so fun. And I'm always curious, oh, what happened in that quiz? Did anyone take one today? And were they able to tell the one square that was a different color than the other squares? Or what's a quiz you've seen, Hayes, that you've been so happy to have seen?
No, that one I think is the classic one. Were they able to tell the squares that's different from the other squares?
Pretty good.
It's a ubiquitous quiz.
Guess I still got it.
So we're going to have Brett take our quiz to decide whether he's a Sean or a Hayes. And I have my theories, but this is why we have the quiz. So let's start. Question one, what's your favorite day at the beach? And it's multiple choice, so you wasted that deep breath because you're not going to say anything for a long time.
So I can just choose multiple days of the week? What is your favorite day at the beach?
You think the question is, what is your favorite day of the week to go to the beach?
Oh, wow.
That's no, it's activities.
I assumed.
This is something I have been worried about, that this quiz may not work on engineers.
Okay. That seems like a logical way to interpret it. Maybe the question is phrased badly.
No. The question is
not finished.
Yeah. The question is, yeah, you haven't even heard A.
You haven't heard A yet. You're already answering.
Oh, I see.
What's your favorite day at the beach? A. And it's going to be stuff that you like to do. A. Read a famous book. B. Invent new shells. C. Eat the water.
D. Hot dog, go to the bathroom.
So,
is that it?
Yeah.
Which one are you?
I would like to, making new shells sounds
inventing
awesome.
New shells.
Inventing new shells, I would love to do, but I've never done that. I've done hot dog, go to bathroom.
Okay. So it's not aspirational, right? I mean, it's not what you wish your day at the beach was. It's what is your
it's
day.
What, but you have to, you're forced to confront the fact that this is your favorite thing to do at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dog, go to bathroom.
Okay, so that's 6 points. Okay.
Great. Was that good or bad?
Great. It's really good so far. Question two. You find yourself in a dark cave. In the corner is a bleeding animal. In your pocket is a key, 2 quarters, and a fishbone. You approach the animal. Its squeals start to make the pit of your stomach churn. As you reach down to touch it, you realize it's not an animal at all, but a door. Do you, A, open the door? B, smash the door? C, try your key in the door? D, hot dog, go to the bathroom?
So the door is bleeding and squealing?
No!
What?
You think it's an injured animal at first. You're approaching it, and I hope to comfort it.
Because it's not, like, moving around, you assume it's an injured animal. But it turns out it's a door.
Well, why would a door be in a cave?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's my first question. But then, is it the only way out of the cave? Does it appear to be the only way out?
No.
No. It's sort of lying.
It's lying down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of propped up by a rock.
And it looked like an animal.
I think I would open it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But the hot dog go to bathroom still sounds great.
Because again, it's not aspirational. Like, whether you'd like to think the person you want to be would open the door, you have to look at what.
And don't forget, you have a fishbone with you.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not one of the options.
No.
I mean, I think what I'd actually do is hot dog go to bathroom.
Okay, that's 12 points then. So, this is going pretty well.
Am I leaning towards either one of you right now?
Oh, I don't know.
Does that reveal at the end?
I have no idea.
That's the last click.
Yeah, okay. That's the last one. You have to click all the way through.
I'm not going to answer a hot dog go to bathroom for all of them, though. I doubt.
Okay. Well, that's going to mess up the algorithm, but that's a good test. Question three. What is a library?
Fuck.
A. Some kind of house. B. Hot dog, go to bathroom.
What was that last one?
B. Hot dog, go to bathroom. C, place to throw away trash. D, place to have lunch, talk to friends, and it's your own house.
Right. I feel like it's all of the above.
That's,
I mean, it's definitely a house. It's you can definitely check, hot dog, go to bathroom.
And you can check, by the way, in the interface, you can check as many boxes as you want.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's multiple. That's why it's called multiple choice.
You can make multiple choices at every turn. And there's an E where you write in what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But someone already wrote stuff in there.
Yeah, on this quiz, somebody wrote. They like drew a
picture. They were like practicing their shapes.
Yeah, they were like drawing shapes.
I'm going to select that and all the answers.
You're going to select the shapes?
All of them?
The shapes?
Well, you can't do all of them.
It's not every choice, it's multiple choices.
No, he said you could do more than one.
Oh, okay.
Because some of them cancel each other out.
What do the shapes look? Do they look like books? Or words?
One is definitely a carrot.
And it so gets, that kind of ties into lunch.
And it gets better as it goes, like the early ones don't look that much like a carrot, but that's why this person is practicing, I think. So by the end, it does actually get very good.
Oh, so it's like an evolution.
Well,
of
you
a
forget
carrot.
None of us start out just being able to draw a perfect carrot.
And people say like, "Oh, like you don't know your shapes," and it's like, "Yeah, that's what we're saying. Like we practice. We do know them."
Okay, I'm going to select the perfect carrot, hot dog, go to bathroom, and a place to put my garbage. And the house. In the house one.
There are two house ones.
And it's there's two house ones.
The both of those.
Okay.
Okay. That's good.
So
that's
you selected all of that. You selected all of them except all of the above.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Yes,
that's 10 points.
And except for the poorly drawn carrots, because I like a. Well
They're all
drawn
in the
carrot.
Same line. You got to take all the carrots. If you want you one of the, if them? You want one of the carrots, you got to take them all.
Okay, I can make that work.
Question four: the idea of separate but equal has been proven to be a fantasy. Racial integration in public schools has had great success, but presents its own challenges. How would you deal with the disparate...
Please don't respond to the question.
What are the challenges?
I can't hear you.
Okay.
How would you deal with the disparate economic communities and quality of education provided throughout our great state of California and the country at large? A, hot dog, go to bathroom. B, magnet charter schools.
C, magnetic?
Yes.
Charter schools?
Magnetic yes. Charter schools, yes.
Is that a thing?
Brett!
Sorry.
Do you
want to
hear the other
really
options? If you don't understand it, here's a clip. If you don't understand it, don't pick it. If you don't know if it's a thing...
It's C, like where they put in that. Well, you finish and I'll explain what magnetic charter schools are at the end.
C, everybody go to space. D, you melt the
minorities.
Earth core. Put everyone in the Earth's core and melt them into one super being. And this is drawn in, and it looks like they're trying to draw a tomato this time. And it's good. A good drawing.
Is it just one tomato or a series of?
They're trying to draw a tomato, yeah.
Okay.
Magnetic charter schools are when Neo goes to the ladies' apartment and the boy has the spoon and he makes it it look normal spoon.
Uri Geller, where he does the Uri Geller
thing. There is no spoon.
He twisted.
With his brain.
Why are you guys making this scary
looking
voice?
At it.
It's not scary to you?
Staring is so intense. I mean, it sounds scary.
It certainly was. I use a spoon myself. And if not there, what am I putting in my mouth?
It would, yeah.
Imagine is it going to twist in the
inside your mouth?
Yeah.
Or on, right?
Yeah, I don't like that thought at all.
Yeah, no kidding.
It twirling in your mouth, hitting your teeth.
Oh. Around the way up. But imagine how if it did it right time, it could pick up all of the spaghetti. But then.
Okay, yeah.
It could help, yeah.
If it's like my choice, throat. Sure. But if it's the spoon's choice,
gotta I don't like that. Down.
Okay, okay, Brett, pick.
Well, this sounds like a joke, but I honestly think hot dog go to bathroom because, and the Earth's molten
you
core.
You can only pick one this time.
I think hot dog go to bathroom because I think that can bring people together. I think everyone goes to the bathroom. And I think everyone could, I think hot dogs are less divisive than tomato.
Yeah, a lot of people say no tomatoes.
A lot of racial connotations with that. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to go hot dog, go to bathroom.
Final Did you answer. Think I meant tomato the food?
Yes.
Using is like a, yeah.
Well, the drawing of a tomato. The food.
No, I was like a ripe young tomato.
It's like a yeah. It's oh, a racial, like a, it's not a racial slur, but it, yeah.
Yeah. But it like means a, what you think like it a means. Butt. Oh, Brett.
Like a butt?
Oh, God. Wow. This guy could use a magnetic skull. Okay, another question?
No.
There's no more?
No, there's That's no it? More. Yeah.
So, okay, so then I'm crunching the numbers on your answers.
It's fun.
Okay, so... So here's a little problem we've been running into with this quiz. No one so far has been a Sean or a Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that Engineer Cody has gotten himself into the wires. And
damn it.
Has made all the answers sort of represent. And I think that's who is drawing the carrot and the tomato.
Yes, he's turning everyone into Sean White.
He's making everyone come out as Sean White.
The flying tomato.
Yes.
At least I thought you were going to say I'm turning into Engineer Cody. I would have jumped out the window.
No, we don't call all the engineers Engineer Cody. It's stupid.
I agree.
All kidding a salad. Fucking place. Jesus Christ. All kidding
the barrier to it.
Fucking legs that are that exist on the, calling all the engineers Engineer Cody. How long that has lasted.
And that's the barrier to a t-shirt. That's established. You just
is
like
that
toss
a t-shirt?
Off. Yeah, of course.
There's an Engineer Cody t-shirt.
Oh no,
no.
There's just... no t-shirt for you. But no, but you know, all joking a salad. fire up the t-shirt press.
Brett, what's Hey Nong Man? What is it?
Is it?
It's, I'll tell you one thing. It is a t-shirt.
Oh, I know it's a t-shirt.
It is
but
a t-shirt.
Why?
Well, it was hilarious because. Jason Manzoukas said, hang on, man. And then Scott said, you mean Hey Nong Man?
Okay, so he intentionally just...
And then they said, Hey Nong Man again.
Okay. That is good.
It's fine to do that.
That I understand.
It's fine to do that, and that's good. But if that's a t-shirt, isn't everything I do a t-shirt at that point?
It could be.
You would think, Brett.
Do you think it's better Hey Nong Man or Hey Nong Man? Because I think maybe they got it wrong.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That Nong Man is the word?
Yeah. Isn't that funnier than...
Hang on, man.
I can
hey,
feel the,
Nong
I
mean, Man.
I can feel the popularity of our show. Building just as we say this phrase over and over again. I mean,
Hey Nong Man could be your thing.
This is great for our SEO.
And all kidding aside, that's just somebody just said it.
Right.
Right.
They just fucking said it.
They just said it.
Okay. Well, Hayes, let's do one.
A t-shirt phrase?
Yeah. Here. We the peephole.
Yeah.
It's fucking a door. You're peeking out the door.
Do we have to set it up the way they, where, like...
Oh, you say something wrong?
Yeah.
Or you say...
Or I'll say it right, I guess.
Or I'll give you one. Hang on.
Okay.
Where are my keys?
Did you say, where are my keys? Wait, I'm supposed to get it wrong.
Yeah.
See, this is hard.
It's really
well, no, I'll do it. Give me one.
Okay. Pass me the water.
Okay, pass me the water. Pass me the water.
Padme, the water.
Pass me the water. Shh. Brett.
It's like Star Wars.
Nerd. I'm thinking. Pass me the water. Pass me the water. Pass me the water. Pass me that water, dog. No, pass me. Hey, give me the water. Hey, give me the... Hang on, I'm close.
Hang on.
Past. No.
What is it that you're trying
You'll
to
edit
do with
this out, right? Huh?
What is it you're trying to
make a
get
t-shirt? Make a great
make
t-shirt.
Make a t-shirt. Out of misunderstanding what I said.
But I do understand it.
Right.
But I'm
the more
just
time
saying,
you take, I think the more clear that becomes, and the more you repeat. The real version.
Can you hear that?
Yes, yes. It's quiet.
Pass me the water. Is that what he... Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I think I've got one.
Okay.
I don't. You know what happened to me?
I could tell when you said you thought you had one, but you didn't actually have one. You were hoping that between when you said, I think I have one, and when you were like a few seconds later, then you would come up with it. But I could tell because it's really hard. I tried to do it and I said the same thing that you said.
Yeah.
Because you're right here. I can hear you very distinctly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a hard part about it is that you really do know what the other person said.
Yeah. Like, to misunderstand something, like, hang on, man. I mean, it's like a very...
So common.
Why would you ever think it was something that's not even a phrase? But that's the magic. I mean, that's like, you know, not everyone can just do that.
Pants me the water.
See, that would have been great, but I think
it's
is...
It's too late
I
now.
Think it is too
if
late.
If I immediately been, said, pants me the water.
Yeah, that would have been...
Pants me the water?
Yes, that would have been great.
And then it's, yeah.
But I think the time
and you could
passed.
Imagine that as a shirt.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes.
Everybody's wearing it, pants me the water. At home, wearing it around people. So
your girlfriend is like slipping it on afterwards, you know?
Yeah, cleaning up with it.
We have a great guest. Joe Wengert is on Hollywood Handbook. So the concrete is going in. The pour has already, the first truck is up. The pour has already started.
Yeah, well, no turning back now.
Once it's in motion, yes.
So you, no, yes. I know.
And Alan Covert is taking the temperature of it, and you can sort of feel in the air, it's like getting chilly.
Yeah, well, you don't want the block to start setting before you've actually got it all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it will crack.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, the whole building's shot.
And that's the project. Yes, that's the project at that point. Certainly our contract is in the wind if that happens. So it's getting colder and colder. And I say, Alan, you're friends with Little Nicky, right? I think it's time to call in Little Nicky.
Sure, yeah. If anybody can heat that thing up, it's Little Nicky.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to just call Little Nicky, you know, like...
Summon, really, yeah.
Yes, because, like, he's like important, you know, it's, they are friends and he doesn't want that to become,
but it's a big
like
ask.
A work thing. Yeah. And I'm like, we don't even have time to have this conversation. You know, mm-hmm. you've got like little Nikki's got to come up out of the ground right now
and warm the concrete so the block doesn't crack on the foundation.
Yes. So Covert gets it, yells into the ground. For little
just
Nikki.
A sewer grate, or was it a spot?
Into the grass.
Oh.
Into the grass. And little Nikki comes up. He's clearly not, like, it is sort of playing out the way Alan thought it would, which is that, you know, little Nikki is, like, kind of not.
Annoyed, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, doesn't like being asked for these things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Alan knows that, like, okay. But, you know, it's on the line. Their whole contract is on the
yeah,
on
there's
the
line. A time to call in that favor. It's now. What are you saving it for if not?
So yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a children's hospital.
Yeah, so he uses his eyes, heats it up, and we named it after it's Little Nikki.
Children's. Little Nikki's little sick guy ward.
Hey! Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. Get Insider's Guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. And that was two people saying that. It sounded like one, but it was two.
It was.
We have a guest.
Me and Engineer Brett.
Joe Wengert is here.
Hey!
As you know, we have sort of been ordained by the powers that be to bring in guests who have been on the show before, mm-hmm. Who can reference great memories from the last episode they were on,
it's
which is now
thing.
HAL Premium exclusive.
Mm-hmm. So the first 6 months of our archives are available only on HAL, which is a pay site. And so in order to encourage people to do that, Joe, we only get guests who we had in the first 6 months of our show or whatever.
Yeah, and this is like, because people would say like, oh, you know, like I have 6 months of free podcasts. I could probably survive with those.
Right.
But so the idea is that you'd be like, no, actually, this old stuff is actually really worth checking out.
So
and
just,
like, you have a lot of memories from the last time you
yeah,
were.
Yeah, just reference some of the funniest stuff from there. Don't make your references funny because we want to encourage people to have to go and pay.
Yes.
Yeah, I want them to get the funny from the old episode.
Yeah, get all the way up to the...
But what's one thing that...
Just sort of dangle
will
the
crack
funny.
Their shit up, something legendary funny that happened.
Well, I mean, the thing that stands out in my mind is that it the physical bits, which
yeah.
I feel like don't... You think they're not going to translate on the podcast, but they do.
Yeah.
And it was the technology we used back then, I think, that actually was more lifelike mm-hmm. in terms... Like, you could feel a physical bit with those, like, kind of old tubes that we used to use.
Yes,
yeah.
And it came in through your headphones, and you could feel us touching you. And
it's just like listening to vinyl, you know?
Yes.
It's the same
yeah.
sort of thing. Like, yes. You can hear the cracks and the pops and stuff.
It's better because it's worse, yeah.
I won't say what this bit is, but, like, right now we're sitting in three chairs.
Mm-hmm.
But we used less chairs in
yeah,
the last
Yeah, wasn't time. Always the case, yeah. And that's almost too funny even
now
just
I'm
to...
I'm thinking about it.
Just to, yeah.
You got to check it out.
So please do go pay the money to listen to.
Oh, remember? Do you guys remember?
Joe!
I know, I'm getting right
gonna
on the edge.
You're going to make it too funny. Joe, you're going to make it too
it
funny
becoming,
for them now.
It is becoming too funny.
And people think, well, wasn't those early shows, those old ones before you really found your feet and weren't the episodes worse? No, they were better.
No,
and
they
we're
were
phoning
a lot
it
better.
In now, and back then we tried. So, speaking of a lazy, casual idea for a show, Joe, we wanted to talk to you about sort of your new role at Wolf Cool.
Oh, yeah. Very excited
and,
about that.
Yes, and how excited are you? And make a face that shows me. And it's a smile. I could see his teeth. And that,
front tops and bottoms.
And it's and that's exciting for me and also scary because, as we've said, teeth
it's
are the human skeleton trying to escape from the body and get you. So So, you know, take it easy, Joe.
Okay, yeah.
But Joe has been hired as our new head of branded content. What's that mean? And I'll give it to the man.
Branded content, it's like regular content, but it's even a little bit better, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's helping you make some decisions in your life.
Mm-hmm. So many products, and which ones do I use?
Exactly. You guys are tastemakers, and if you guys are
like
sort
a
of
chef
endorsing, well, okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, I forgot. Like Emeril Lagasse.
I was supposed to say, when you said branded content, I forgot. I was supposed to say, who's branding content? And then
that's a t-shirt.
Yes. And then you would say, like,
knock
first
it off.
First of all, we would make t-shirts out of it. And then you'd be like, no, it's not a you know, like you're coaching me through it so other people can, like, kind of help. It can help them understand it.
Right.
And I don't think we should do it now, but this is
no,
just
I don't want to stop down to do the Brandon content stuff where you think that Brandon content's a person. Joe then clarifies, and by educating you, educates the listener on branded content.
I think this is enough to accomplish that.
Even just that we're mentioning that we were going to do it, and it was going to probably take longer than this, which has been sort of a pithy explanation of what the bit is.
Yes, but to do both would take longer than...
Oh, yeah. To go back now for the Brandon content run wouldn't make sense. So I always
think... And just to be clear, I didn't help matters because I was supposed to... I have perfect diction.
Yes.
And I said branded content.
There was no... And that's why I forgot because there was no mistaking.
I'm supposed to pretend I'm a mushmouth, which a lot of people that know me from my many podcast appearances know that I'm not. But
that was sort of the agreed upon comedic premise of this entire day, was that you were going to be kind of a mush mouth. Hayes was going to mishear you, repeat a question, not understanding what you initially said, and then fucking print t-shirts.
And the turtleneck that you were supposed to be wearing over your mouth and nose.
Right.
I mean, it's hot.
It is hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heat wave.
The stocking cap as well didn't make it all the way to the studio.
Mm-mm.
So that none of that matters now. We're so far beyond Brandon content. We shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, we shouldn't be. Because now saying it more and more, people are going to be like, wait, is this a person?
Yeah, because now it's getting to a point where... They're starting to wonder, are they going to do it? And this is a nice long fake out.
Yeah, it's teasing that idea. And I also think people are starting to wonder, will they ever get past this Brandon content thing and talk about, you know, what was initially conceived to be an explanation of branded content, what we're doing with it within our company, Wolf Cool.
Yes.
A shingle of Calvin and Hobbes Productions.
Which is what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the idea. And the answer is, yeah, we're definitely going to do it. We're not just going to spend the whole day talking about Brandon content. That's not a podcast.
All the Brandon content thing was a fun in. Because you don't want to jump right into something, you know, that's kind of insidery and
a
little heady.
Like, give them a little teaspoon of sugar, you know?
Okay, yeah, and that's actually, this is a great segue.
Sprinkle a little sugar on the grapefruit and then trudge through that grapefruit.
This is what we're trying, I mean, it's confusing, it sort of, it folds in on itself, but the Brandon content thing is content, but it is also teaching you something important, but it's content because it is funny, it's so you can enjoy it as like a funny thing, but it's a lesson at the same time.
Yeah, it's just like Alf.
Yes.
Because ALF was a show about taking in transients.
That
was a public service announcement about trying to get families to take in transients.
And it was
to their home.
It was by the dog lobby too, because you know
by
it's like
big dog.
Yeah, because it's like stop eating dogs. This guy eats cats.
Yeah, and at the
he
time
he seems to really enjoy cats. You know,
at
stop
least
eating
try
cats.
It. You know, at least try having a cat for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And it also was in some ways about nosy neighbors, peeping Toms, which was an epidemic at the
awareness
time.
Awareness.
If you remember Mrs. Achmanek, who lived next door. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We the peephole.
Oh, right. Yes.
You weren't there, Joe.
You weren't there, but that's a great t-shirt. So
that's Brandon,
Brandon content. Yeah, you're not going to hear that name again for the rest of the podcast because it was never meant to be even as long as this has been. And if it goes any longer, I feel like it's going to totally derail us.
People are gonna hear the door open because I just opened the door.
Oh, right. Just
to let air in. And, people are going to be thinking like, oh, is like Paul F. Tompkins going to be coming in here to play Brandon content?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Because
did somebody say my name?
If I'm listening closely to this, I hear that door open. I go, they were stalling. This is a classic.
Yes,
Paul
yes,
F. Tompkins
yes,
is stuck
yes.
on the set of No, You Shut Up. He can't get down mm-hmm. there. So these guys are just great improvisers. They're improvising their way through this little pickle until mm-hmm. Paul F. gets there. But he's not here.
He's not here. Nobody
and we're not great improvisers.
Adomian's not yeah. here.
No.
Hello, it's me. You know, it would sound like that if Brandon Content God. Came in. And he's this big, broad character, and he's like, I allow you to enjoy your, you know, you enjoy your shows, but you also learn about products. Like, why research products and, you know, have to do content separately, not with me, Brandon Content. And that is the idea that we're not doing that, but no. That's sort of what people are thinking when they hear the door open. Oh, I'm going to hear that happen. But it's not. What else might he say? It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, now that we're in,
do you want to go into what we had initially conceived?
Yeah, and sort maybe of start, we oughta.
And sort of start really talking about branded, not Brandon right. content,
right?
As it pertains to Wolf Cool and your role within our company, which is of course a shingle of Calvin and Hobbes Productions.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Okay.
You know, do I have a couple of Brandon content lines in the chamber? Yeah, but I'll keep them in there.
Yeah, they're packed in.
Because I got a lot of...
And by the way, that's not the final voice, the one that I was just doing for Brandon content. It could have been a lot of things.
The whole idea is that it has not been prepared ahead of time. That's literally a spontaneous concoction of Sean's.
Nation. Yeah. And he and... Paul or James, I'm sure, would have had a much more fleshed out thing. Mm-hmm. That was just sort of a crazy...
Hanford
could have done a totally different... Yeah. So anyway, Brandon doesn't exist. But what does exist is Wolf Cool, this show. Mm-hmm. Joe, you exist.
I mean, I'm a real person, yes.
Hayes is here. Engineer Brett's here.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And so, just to get into it now, I'm the chief. I'm in charge of Brandon content for the show, for the offshoot for Wolf Cool. Uh-huh. I'm in charge of Brandon content for that, and he is a guy. Fuck! Did I just say he's a guy?
Yeah.
Oh my God! He's not.
You can't. Yeah.
He's not. It's a concept. No, I have an intern.
I know how it happened. Yeah. Yeah.
I just got it in my head now. It's rattling around in my
you're
head.
You're picturing, and I never should have done the voice.
Well, because also
the intern. Yeah, his name is Brandon, and so that makes it. That must make it really.
Oh, well, and God. His last name is Content.
I just peeped at my phone for a second, guys. I'm sorry. Somebody just, I don't know how this even happened. Somebody added me on Twitter. They drew a picture of Brandon Content, what they imagined he would look like. We didn't even describe him yet.
Yeah,
this
no,
is what
we
he looks
didn't.
Like, though.
I mean, yeah. I'm
he's guessing... got a logo. He's wearing a jacket and all these different logos. There's mm-hmm. a Pepsi logo, the CBS eye,
mm-hmm.
the Sprite Fox. They're all on there on this jacket.
I hate that Sprite Fox.
Well, he steals your sprites.
It's maddening.
Well, he can't enjoy lemon lime soda.
He doesn't even like Sprite, which is the thing that confuses me. He wants to dump it all out.
No, he wants to dump it into the ocean. And so, yeah, if you haven't seen the Sprite Fox yet, he's a little bit new, but Brandon Content, of course, has him on his jacket, and he's got a sea captain hat on. He grabs your Sprite, yeah, scurries onto a boat, steers it onto the ocean, and dumps your Sprite out.
And he's not a cartoon.
No,
it's a real fox they dressed up.
But yes. They're holding They're holding a fox up.
Well, and there, so there are human hands on the fox.
You can see the hands holding the fox up.
Even in the logo, it's just a photo of a person who's clearly wrestling with an angry fox. Anyway, yeah, the Sprite Fox would be on his jacket. But, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, just top to bottom, all of his apparel would have, it, you know, different brands because mm-hmm. that's what he's in charge of, getting the word out about brands in a fun way where mm-hmm. it's not so obviously a commercial. Although some commercials nowadays, they fool me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have had that experience where I feel like what I'm watching is not a commercial because I'm having so much fun.
It's a TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's almost like branded content.
What is?
Well, if you feel like you're watching a show,
yeah,
and it's commercial, how different is that from watching a show that has in stuff that commercial is?
Yeah, when you make content, you gotta have a script, you gotta have a director, you gotta have camera, you gotta have light,
sound,
you gotta have sound, mm-hmm. But.
Something to play it on. Like a TV, you know. Yeah. It doesn't
just
exist.
To see it.
It doesn't exist without, like, or computer. It's just something to show it to
people.
I
mean, does it? I mean, that's an interesting thing. It's kind of tree fall in the woods, you know, like.
All those is an unaired pilot content.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but nobody's ever seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad's seen it, but.
He said it, yeah.
I mean, what if I sent him, and we're talking about my pilot, right?
Yes. And what he says, mildly amusing.
He just was like, he watched it. He went, Jesus Christ, man. I'm not your audience.
Yeah, he's not.
And that's true.
But, well, not through any design. You were sort of making it. For him to be your audience.
Yes, it was aimed directly at him. I basically, at the great expense of story and character, crammed in references to everything I know my dad enjoys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brands.
Well, brands, exactly.
Swiss Miss.
Swiss Miss and the Swiss Miss Eagle.
That eagle. He doesn't know how to make Swiss Miss.
He's a, yeah.
Right. He's boiling it in the packet like tea. He thinks it's a giant.
He's dunking the Swiss
dunking
Miss packet.
The packet. He thinks it's a giant.
A step up from the Sprite Fox, though, because he wants
he it.
He
wants it so.
He at least is telling me it's desirable.
The Sprite Fox wants no one to enjoy it. Because you dump Sprite in the ocean, even if you could scoop up that bit of the ocean, you've ruined the
salty.
Sprite. It's going to be overpowered by the taste of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, like, is he, like, trying to turn the whole ocean into Sprite so, like, everyone can put a straw into it and drink it? No. He makes very clear that that's not his intention at all. He knows that that could never happen.
The Swiss Miss Eagle really wants Swiss Miss. What I don't understand are why do those other birds know how to make Swiss Miss? There's something cute about smaller birds helping an eagle, but where did they get the understanding of Swiss Miss?
Yeah.
It makes it seem like it's a product for birds, something that you'd pick up at Pampered Birds in Atwater.
And I don't imagine that birds couldn't enjoy Swiss Miss, and that's not my gripe with it. But that doesn't make people necessarily want to eat it.
Yeah.
Should have a person helping the eagle, or you should have a person scolding the eagle going, you silly eagle, this is not for you, this is for us.
From a safe distance.
Yeah, because it's a real eagle in that commercial as well.
Yes.
And you can't restrain an eagle with your hands.
No, I mean, it seems like you can see people kind of reaching out to grab it, but it's way up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really far.
It's way up there.
It's really far away.
Well, yeah, there's a guy leaning out of a plane trying to talk to it, which again, it's, you know.
And it's shot from the ground.
Yeah.
You can barely tell what's
going
on.
It's zoomed way in, and it's very blurry. Anyway, that was in my pilot.
And your dad just said, Jesus Christ, this is not for me?
Yeah, I'm not your audience, he said.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know, I would argue that's not true. I only made it to show him. And I spent a good deal of time in the financial. But anyway, but yeah, there was this, the Swiss Miss Eagle, of right. course, the Chase Bank Wasp made an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
What makes him a Chase Bank Wasp? I'm not sure.
So that thing really doesn't make sense to me, because the implication is that if you use a Chase ATM, the Chase Bank Wasp will fly out and sting you on your eyeball. Why would I ever want to use a Chase ATM? And it says,
and it's all the fees too.
And it says that this will happen to you if you use a Chase ATM. They seem to think that people will enjoy that.
That's not a strategy that a lot of banks use, which is they're trying to get people that are like, is this for real? To get down there, and then once they get to the Chase Bank, a representative is out there and going, it's not real, but now come yes. on in and let us tell you why this is a great bank.
Yeah. Is that what happens? Because I've been terrified to try it.
Yeah.
I'm curious, but I just don't, I mean, I don't want to find out for myself, because if it is real. So there's two scenarios for me. One is I feel like I've been lied to. I get the money, okay, good, but I pay all these fees because it's not my bank, mainly because they've been advertising they have wasps. The second scenario is I haven't been lied to. I'm not betrayed, but that wasp comes and really gets me and really stings me on my eyeball. And that's mean.
And it's sorry, which I appreciate, like – I like that
it immediately
doesn't take any joy.
Remorse. Yes. Yeah. It's like, this is what I have to do because Chase Bank is making me do this.
Mm-hmm. And you see, and it's dying as it's sorry. It's very sad because, you know, it pulls its whole guts out, which just that visual, I hesitate to even talk about it, but the visual of the stinger going into somebody's eyeball and then you watch the intestines or whatever they are, that wasp being like dragged out of its thorax.
Yeah, well, to explain, they zoom in on the wasp's face. It feels a great deal of shame. It turns its stinger upon itself. Because, of course, it's not a bee. A bee, one sting and it's dead.
Yeah.
You're not implying that that's what happens to the wasp.
No.
No, it turns its stinger on itself and then, you know, rips its own guts out. Mm-hmm. With the stinger, mm-hmm. By way of apology. Yeah, again, it's a mixed bag for me. I like that it's not happy it stung the eye, but I don't necessarily want to see this.
You'd just rather it not have happened at all.
Yes, why did it do it? And in so many variations on the spot.
So many bank commercials are just white noise, and what I do like is that one. Really gets you thinking about, you know, the world that we live in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, because the banks are corrupt.
Too big to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Will you speak on that, Joe?
That the banks are too... That about how the banks got so big? The
banks are corrupt, too big to fail.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, I think part of the problem with the whole thing is regulation. There should mm-hmm. be a greater degree of regulation. I think interest rates are bananas right now. And I also get worried about the standard.
Swump, 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 swump. And that's the sound, of course, of the AIG jellyfish. And we do, and we start talking about business regulation as one of our sponsors now. Part of the Brandon content that we've incorporated into the show is we have to mention that the AIG jellyfish does come and also does sting someone on their eye. Now, it's less of a willful decision on the part of a jellyfish. They sort of go where the current dictates.
Right.
So it is less malicious, but... It still just seems like an odd... And I guess I get it as like go with the flow is sort of AIG's whole idea.
Don't look too closely at us or what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that all the banks have in common right now.
Yes. But it, yeah, even that, it just seems, and I shouldn't even be saying this, but it seems strange to apply, you know, for that to be your Brandon.
Well, just to
You got
to
run?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Sorry. Okay, the way you wound up
I thought you were going to say, thanks for
that's it for me.
Coming on the show.
No, yeah. Well, okay. But what were you going to say?
I think that, you know, commercials are content and content are commercials, just to bring us back to that idea of like, everything that we've talked about so far have all been content.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Oh, excuse me. They've all been commercials.
Ah, yes.
But they, I think you take the product out of there and it sounds like content.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit of what we're trying to do over at Wolf Cool.
Yeah, because they are the same thing. Yeah.
Yes, and Wolf Cool doesn't have existing contracts with products, which is why we do try to incorporate so many. And talk about just one of the web series that you're going to launch.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing is like, we want to go, people love watching web series. Most people wake up and go, give me a web series to watch. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is we want to make a web series that's going to be fun for people
in the morning.
It's
going to
be about what they're into.
Not until I've had my web series.
Exactly. That's good. You know? So what's something like, you know, maybe a couple of ghosts that are roommates, you know, like that doesn't have any
random shit.
Yeah. Random. Like totally do ghosts like, hey, are you trying to tell me that after I'm dead, that I'm going to have to deal with the same headaches of having a roommate that I have when I'm alive?
Yeah. I would hope that when I'm a ghost, I can afford my own place or I live only with living beings.
Yes.
But instead it's two ghosts rooming together.
It's four ghosts.
Okay, and now tell me, how did you have this idea?
Well, we just went into the fun room at the Wolf Cool branded content HQ, and we were just putting up ideas on the board.
Oh, that's not done. That room is not finished.
What? The room with the no lights in it? It's fun. And there's no chairs, so there's lots of space to sort of jump around and stuff?
No. I mean, there's no... They're just slats.
Yeah, you really got to balance. Yeah.
And there's no lights.
Oh, it's fun. I love it. It's like an adventure in there. You got to hop around, and it's great.
Oh, okay. It's just a very dangerous room. But anyway.
Am I not allowed to go in there anymore?
You are.
I mean.
Well, tell us about some of the products the ghosts are using.
The one ghost is very, you know, he's into brushing his teeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay.
He's just into dental hygiene in general. So he's using Colgate. And then in one episode, he's like, his big dilemma is he accidentally uses one of the other ghosts' Aquafresh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I like this better, but I'm a Colgate guy. Who am I?
So one of them is going to have to pay, and then he can make his decision in the next episode. Like if we show, so we're showing Colgate and Aquafresh this episode, right?
Yeah.
And then we go, well, next episode he's going to pick which one he uses for good.
Yeah, or...
Okay, no, I'm sorry, I jumped the gun, or what?
Or there's a world where he, at the end of it, the curveball that you don't see coming is he ends up being a Crest guy.
Mix him up? Oh, okay.
So no, that's one thing that, and this isn't something, I'm not anticipating what these corporations are going to say, because that's not why we're doing this. We're doing this to make a fun show, but like, I think they're probably not going to want their toothpaste mixed up with another toothpaste.
Right.
That's so this probably is a rule.
This is illuminating for me.
What?
A toothpaste Arnold Palmer.
Mixing toothpaste.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, an entirely new flavor of
would
toothpaste.
That be a rule from the company? Maybe. But also, that just doesn't make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Just the mixing of the toothpaste. So yeah. It's purely a creative decision. It just doesn't make me laugh.
Practically, it doesn't work the way you would think it would.
And I wasn't trying to make you laugh.
Put the tips against each other and squeeze both. They don't.
And I wasn't trying to make you laugh. And if I was, you'd know it because you'd be losing it.
Can I say the whole thing with the ghost brushing their teeth? I'm so glad to hear you explain this, because having seen it, what they're actually using is a hair dryer, just like spraying a hair dryer on their teeth.
Uh huh.
And is that? What is the thinking behind that's supposed to connote brushing somehow? Is there a reason that they couldn't use actual toothbrushes?
Yes,
because I didn't understand that watching it to be a commercial for toothpaste.
Well, it's not a commercial, it's branding content.
Yeah, it's not a commercial, it's a web series, it's branding content.
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah. No. In the world that we have created.
Yeah.
Ghosts are very cold.
Okay.
And so anything that we use that's not cold, they need to use something hotter. And so they put, and this is a big part of the web series is explaining this, is they put toothpaste on the rim of the of a Conair hair dryer, which is another product that just happens to be in there because it makes me laugh. And then they turn it on and then it sort of blasts like a toothpaste gas into their mouth.
What if you combine two different hair dryer brands?
Maybe.
Use them both.
Yeah, maybe.
Or put the springs from one in the other.
That's good. I like that.
Was that to make Joe laugh? Just the way you said it, it sounded like you were.
No, I'm just
reaching for a laugh.
Pitching. Why is that funny? That idea funny?
I doesn't make me laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. No, then I guess you weren't.
Huh?
You weren't trying then.
No,
because he wouldn't know.
No, it almost is like the point is that it's not going to make you laugh.
It's anti-comedy.
Well, I don't like that because I think Kaufman's a fraud.
Andy Kaufman?
Mm-hmm. Fraud. People say he's a genius, but I think he's a total fraud.
Is he a fraud, a genius, a scoundrel, a maven?
Yeah, but please weigh in.
Is he a lunatic? Is he a madman? Is he maybe the most brilliant comedian we've ever seen?
And is there any difference?
Is he a wrestler? Is he a foreign man? Is he a sitcom star?
Mm-hmm. Or a dishwasher, busboy?
Is he a lover?
Sing. Mm-hmm.
Singing.
Song singer.
Is he a song singer?
Yes.
Is he from Long Island?
Mm-hmm.
Long Islander?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mysterious. We'll never know.
Yeah.
He's coming back, though.
Yeah,
so that's so weird because it's his ghost that you use for the if you think Andy is coming back, I mean, it's such
you've
a big
tied
part
a lot
of,
to the ghost, him being the main ghost roommate.
Dead.
He's the one whose name's on the lease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's got good credit.
Yeah, and he uses a Bic brand pen to sign the lease, and that, mm-hmm. we make a big meal out of that.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
That's great.
And just one pen. You don't need to add another one.
I don't think anyone was going to suggest adding a second pen.
I know, but I'm saying it.
It's part of the branding.
Pilot, no need to even mention Pilot pens. He's using Bic and the two inks. There's nothing comedic about that, the two different kinds.
Although, if he did it, if it wasn't two pens at one time, but it was one letter Bic pen, one letter Pilot pen, one letter Bic pen, everybody
mix it.
Oh, you like that?
Sort of an Arnold Palmer.
And then
the
landlord's like, hurry up, I got other apartments to rent. It was taking too long.
That would make you laugh.
But that is a big part of the branding of Bic, but you don't need to use two at once.
Yeah, Brandon told me that.
Who?
Yeah, who?
Oh, it was all set up for the real. We told you that it was that he wasn't the Paul F. Tompkins wasn't going to come in here and be branded content. But that was only so when he did come in here. What an amazing thrill it would be for actual having Paul F. Tompkins on the show to play branded content.
Sorry, stuck in traffic. Boy, I really gotta pee. I really gotta go pee. Well, Paul left. I think he went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But that was such a thrill to have Brandon content here. And it kind of makes the whole episode make sense. And in retrospect, it makes it actually, it was good.
Go back and listen again and you'll hear all the clues that were set up along the way.
Well, Andrew T's coming in.
Oh, yes. I accidentally put my mouth too close to the mic at one point, and I touched it with my mouth.
And you summoned Andrew T?
Yes. And that's how you... It's sort of like a Bloody Mary thing. If you touch the mic with your mouth, then Andrew T will appear.
Just the one time?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And usually so it's multiple actions. It makes it a bit more deliberate.
No, if you do it again, he goes away.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you do it a third time, you become him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then fourth time, there is no fourth time.
Well, then you're him.
You're him.
Then it's him.
Now
doing
it's in somebody
else. He's allowed to do it.
Yeah.
You'd have to ask him what happens to him when that happens.
Well, he'll be here any minute, so we'll be able to do it.
Good. I'm glad. I want to find out if it's racist.
Yeah. Good.
I have no idea if it's racist or not.
Anyway, stay tuned. He's on right after this. So don't go anywhere.
That's part of how that the podcasts are all.
Yeah.
We've requested specifically that ours lead in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any other scenario.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing after this?
What do you have coming up? Anything you're doing that you want to plug?
What's Schmidt going to do?
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's Schmidt?
Schmidt's on his own today because it's Saturday. He's going to figure it out himself.
Do you ever worry about not giving Schmidt something to do and so he's just like, do you ever feel like just like taking him out for a walk, so to speak, like inventing some fun stuff for the character to do just kind of on your off time so he doesn't just like get restless?
I don't worry about that.
Because he's just sitting like over the weekend, the character is just kind of like.
Because I imagine around. if there aren't stories being generated for the characters, that they sort of go into a pod and they go to sleep.
That's what I'm saying. And so, don't you just are comfortable leaving them in the pod?
Yeah. For the whole hiatus.
Yeah, I think they're a lot safer in the pod.
Oh,
Schmidt versus Winston, go.
Go.
Okay. Well.
Who versus?
Mm-hmm.
Schmidt versus Winston. So I think, in terms of who's going to, is it the battle of who's in the A story?
Well, no.
No?
Just Schmidt versus Winston. Go.
Okay. Well, they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're probably going to be fighting over Nick's affection to a certain degree.
No, okay.
Because they've both been friends with Nick at different times in their lives.
I wonder if this is racist.
is that Andrew T?
Andrew T. He's here and he's ready to record.
Andrew! What's up? Hi, will you just come in here and do the promo? Just say, like, stay tuned because my show's on next.
Stay tuned. Yeah, my show coming up soon. Yep.
Stay tuned. Yo, Is This Racist is coming up next.
Bye.
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 Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.